This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 3, 2016. Sunrise at 5:37 a.m., sunset at 7:59 p.m. Scanning the papers in the region today, Dylan Durst writes on itemlive.com, in Lynn, Union Hospital may not close for 3 years, but a new study lists more than a dozen ways to safeguard patient care and preserve jobs after it is shuttered. Among the solutions, develop plans for a freestanding emergency department, ensure affordable, accessible transportation to access care, increase community benefit spending, and improve access to care and capacity. The survey, commissioned by United Healthcare Workers East, the nation's largest healthcare union, and conducted by Next Shift Collaborative, surveyed the public and private sectors and focus groups comprised of residents and hospital employees. Kevin Roningen, North Shore Medical Center spokesman, said he hadn't seen the study until contacted by the item, but agreed there are many complex healthcare issues facing Lynn due to the hospital's closing. The study concluded that there's an opportunity to restructure the healthcare system to better serve the region's needs and improve overall health by addressing the social and economic factors of healthcare, according to J. Philip Thompson, Next Shift Collaborative Principal and Massachusetts Institute of Technology Professor, according to a statement. And Senator Thomas McGee, Democrat from Lynn, said the report provides an important framework for how the community can move forward to address the city's unmet health needs. The prospect of a liquor superstore in Danvers at the Liberty Tree Mall has some residents concerned. Bill Newell has the story.
Danvers selectmen Tuesday night unanimously agreed to allow the AMC Lowe's Theater at the mall to serve up drinks with its movies, but the prospect of a new beer and wine superstore also at the mall gave them some pause. In a story in Wednesday Salem News written by Ethan Foreman, he continues to write, Massachusetts Fine Wines and Spirits, LLC, submitted an application to open a Total Wine, Spirits, Beer, and More store in the vacant Sports Authority space out front at the Liberty Tree Mall and transfer an existing liquor license from a package store in Danversport. The family-owned company, based in Bethesda, Maryland, said it plans to spend $1 million to renovate a 20,000-square-foot space into a liquor superstore, which would carry thousands of selections and employ 50 people. Selectman Gardner Trask said that he's received a flood of concerns about the proposal from various constituents. Other board members reported the same. The company does have two superstores in Massachusetts, one in Natick and another in Everett. As for the AMC Theater, George Patterson, who represents the company, says they plan to invest $9 million in the aging cinema with the stadium seats. The renovation of the 20-screen theater will see a dramatic drop in the number of seats as the theater caters to an older crowd coming back to the movies. With the addition of comfy recliners, total seats will go from 4,000 to 1,800 seats, according to Patterson. I'm Bill Newell for MSO Newsports.com.
Well, thank you. Congressman Seth Moulton, an Iraq war veteran, joined a Democratic offensive against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump on Tuesday, saying his comments about the Muslim American parents of an Army officer killed in Iraq were disgraceful rhetoric that shows Trump is dangerously unqualified to serve as president. Moulton slammed Trump on the same morning that President Barack Obama, in a White House news conference, responded to the same remarks by Trump, saying the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president and woefully unprepared to do this job. Moulton, a Salem Democrat, criticized Trump during a call with reporters as Democrats sought to capitalize on the Republican presidential nominee's latest controversial comments about Kazir Khan, the officer's father who criticized Trump during a speech at last week's Democratic National Convention. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com, any tension was holstered during the National Night Out celebration at the West Revere School Complex on Tuesday. Governor Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito took part in the event, part of a nationwide series of observations designed to improve relationships between the public and law enforcement. National Night Out is an annual community-building campaign that has taken place on the first Tuesday of August since 1984. Baker spoke briefly at the event following an introduction by Revere Mayor Brian M. Arrigo, thanking local law enforcement for their dedicated service. When asked after the speech about what the state is doing to improve public perception of police. Baker said excellent training and a high standard of education makes the Bay State's law enforcement stand out. Baker also said that he thinks community policing has made a difference because it provides an opportunity for peaceful interactions between civilians and police without hostility. From the Gloucester Times, Gloucester's new director of human resources is crafting a job description for the chief administrator's office position that indicates a bachelor's degree and at least 10 years' experience in municipal management as preferred. But as the city prepares to cast its net for its third administrative chief this year, Human Resources Director Donna Leet and Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken noted the city's charter provides only vague directions for the key City Hall position most recently held by James Destino and Daniel Smith. Romeo Taken said the job description is ready to go out as soon as Wednesday to court recruits for the post, which pays between $108,000 and $127,000. The mayor's annual salary remains set at $100,000. The posting of the position this week comes as Smith moves from the chief administrator's job to succeed Tom Daniel as community development director. Daniel's last day in Gloucester is Wednesday. He moves back to a similar post he held previously in the city of Salem. And the MBTA, whose electricity consumption is akin to that of 42,000 households, plans to harness the power of the sun with a contract to bring in $51 million over 20 years. After expressing some concern about a lack of bidders on the T's leasing to solar companies, the MBTA's Fiscal and Management Control Board authorized officials at the transit agency to enter a lease agreement on Monday. Under the deal, Omni Navitas Holdings will install solar panels on the top of 9 parking garages and at least 28 surface parking lots, paying $1.9 million the first year with 3% annual increases in rent, and the sites include the parking lot at the Gloucester station. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.